Winter is here and it's not going away anytime soon. Inflation isn't going away either. Act now and get two Eden Pure Gen 70 heaters for under $200. This deal is for 1 week only or while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie70. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The State of the Union's coming up, and the president's got to, you know, and I think will, because he believes this, we got to move this, because that's the only way we keep 1.5 degrees alive. So how do we get there? Well, the lesson I've learned in the last year is...
Give me shekels, give me pesos, let me see their smiling faces.
Money, 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 money.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are in the new year. How are those tea leaves looking? Are you going to run for president?
Well, I'm not going to make an announcement here.
See, she already knows.
We are still working through things, and we'll figure it out. I've never lost a race. I said that then. I still say that now. I'm not going to lose now, but stay tuned.
I'm going to run again.
These lines connect the power plants where electricity is created to homes and businesses and schools and hospitals across our nation.
We already knew that.
Well, yeah.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 917 says, by the way, had a friend who worked with the now sainted David Crosby. Not a great guy, according to at least one person. Why am I not shocked to hear that David Crosby was not a great person? He was a very liberal, in addition to being a junkie and an alcoholic and a rock star. Wasn't he a big liberal? He also liked to, I'm sure he supported stricter gun control laws and, repealing the Second Amendment for everyone except himself, of course. And he wanted to have lots of guns, which is always a good thing to do, you know, when you're snorting cocaine and drinking to excess, right? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We still have some Brandon cuts to play. Why don't we just play one Brandon cut just to give people a tease here? He was at the bipartisan group of mayors attending the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Let's play cut one.
Look, Mayor Suarez, thank you for your leadership at the conference. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat.
A little frog in his throat goes along with bats in the belfry. Now it's time for the chump line.
Come on, man. I can't believe that Crosby singer is dead. I still remember when I went to Woodstock, Corn Pop and I were sitting in the balcony, and Crosby said, "Joey, baby, come on stage." And we did a duet of his most famous song, White Christmas. Rest in peace, Ding Crosby.
You forgot to mention the Bobcats, his backup band.
Hey, Howie, I got a new microwave, electric. You think Kamala Harris could come over and show me how to use it?
You could wrap all of the transmission wires around the world. And whenever she says wrapped, I think she sounds like she's in the wrapper, doesn't she? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
For a person Joe Biden's age, classified leakage has more than one meaning.
It depends.
When asked to defend him, Alec Baldwin's lawyer stated he was a little rusty, but he'd give it a shot. That really triggered Alec.
You got to look at the picture in the New York Post. He's got the paper in front of his face like he doesn't want to be recognized, but you can see him smirking behind a back shot. It's just, he's really an awful human being.
The only thing I want to know about this document issue is what did Brandon forget and when did he forget it?
I think you have summed it up in a nutshell. That's what it's all about. He's got a frog in his throat and bats in the belfry.
So who's investigating Joe Biden and the documents again? Her. Oh, her? No, him. Him? Yeah, him. Her. Her's him? Yeah, him's her. No, wait, start over.
Variation, of course, on Who's On First by Abbott and Costello.
I think I heard you say something yesterday about a CNN espionage expert. Isn't that kind of like putting Joe Biden and think tank in the same sentence?
I think it was it was CNN intelligence reporter. Yeah, you're right. And that's the definition of an oxymoron, CNN intelligence reporter. Marshall Music.
Al Gore is without question an obnoxious oaf who obviously fell in love with Tipper's meatloaf. The inconvenient truth is he also likes vermouth, which also was another factor to his massive growth.
Yeah, he did have a rather splotchy-looking face. I thought Limerick, that's a nice Limerick guy, but I thought you could have maybe worked in lummox. It's a word we don't hear nearly enough of in modern American language. Lummox. Remember the masseuse that he allegedly attacked on the West Coast said it, the big lummox was coming after me.
Lovey, I can't believe that David Cosby has passed away. I'm such a big fan of his work with Cosby, Stills, and MASH, with such hits as Staying Alive, Joy to the World, and Super Freak. Now that he's gone, I hope that Stills and MASH reunite with their other bandmate, Neil Diamond.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and old. Very old. Another Limerick guy joke.
John F. Kennedy is right. You can make a lot of money, if Klaus Schwab is your broker.
Brandon, let's get the quote right. Money. 7 times he said it. 7.
Hello, I like money.
Howie, could we have Hunter Biden do one more sculpture for the Boston Common? Let's have Mike Dukakis climbing out of the tank.
That's not a bad idea, really. But that would... I don't think Hunter is any more capable than the guy who did The Embrace of doing a real sculpture that people could recognize as being anything other than what you first think it is when you see it.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time every weekday. We have a second Chump Line of the Day where we put a lot of the messages that we didn't have room for just now. And our second Chump Line of the Day is called Chop Chumps. All new Chump Line messages from this afternoon. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast at around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. Chop Chumps. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
For a person Joe Biden's age, classified leakage has more than one meaning.
Yes, it does. No doubt about it. 844-500-4242. Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. And I'm going to stress the word delivered. The weather is rotten in large parts of New England today and tomorrow. And you don't want to have to deal with going to the grocery store. It's a pain. And, you know, there are going to be shortages of everything. The roads, you know, the condition they're going to be in. You don't have to do that. Get HelloFresh. Check out their new fast and fresh recipes like falafel bowls or Southwest pork and bean burritos ready in just 15 minutes. Eating well is top of mind this month, and you can always get top quality with HelloFresh. Produce travels from the farm to your door in less than 7 days, so you know it's fresh. When it's time for the big game, and there are a lot of big games this weekend, host like a pro with a winning assortment of snacks, apps, mains, and more available for a limited time at HelloFresh Market. HelloFresh frees up time with pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes, all delivered right to your door. Taylor, have you made that Korean dish yet?
I actually lent that out. I did the other employees here a favor to let their taste buds take a nice soak in the bibimbap. It's good stuff, and they'll appreciate it. I'll let you know how they like it.
Okay. And Patrice, I told you yesterday, her latest dish was the HelloFresh herbed pork chop sandwiches. Pork chop sandwiches. Added the lemon zest to the mayonnaise mustard sauce. This one is highly recommended. Heated up leftovers tonight, and they were also great. That's another great thing about HelloFresh. You get a lot of great leftovers. 844-500-4242. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie22 at HelloFresh.com/Howie22. HelloFresh frees up time with those pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes all delivered right to your door. So get signed up today. Code Howie22 at HelloFresh.com/Howie22 for 22 free meals. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com. It's a great product. I drink it 3-4 times a day. It's good for me, and it'll be good for you. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which of Jim Lyon's nicknames for Howie do you prefer? Howie Benedict Arnold Carr or Howie Judas Carr?
I prefer Benedict Arnold.
58% say Benedict Arnold.
Although I would still take Aaron Burr if he called me. I doubt very much that Jim Jones Lyons knows who Aaron Burr is. All right, 844-500-4242. Try what I'm about to tell you. Don't let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party nationally. The state auditor of North Carolina, Beth Wood, is facing multiple charges after leaving the scene of a December crash, including hit and run. It was announced yesterday by the district attorney of Wake County, Raleigh. She she apparently really took out this car. One of the TV stations down there had an interview with the guy who owned the car. His daughter was driving it, and she called him hysterically, the daughter, and said, "Dad, there's a car on top of my car." And he said, you must have been hit by a Democrat, because she ran away. Here's a statement from a witness. Police were already on site by the time I saw it. I just saw the car that was parked got hit, and then the car that had hit it was basically on top of the hood of the other car. Engine was still on. Lights were on. It had just been kind of left there. Beth Wood is lucky she wasn't, the auditor of North Carolina, is lucky she wasn't charged with impersonating an illegal alien fleeing from the car like that. She claimed she was only doing 15 miles an hour and she wasn't texting. And she was on her way to a service. She was on her way to Wednesday night services at her local church. Wood, a Democrat. I will give credit to the CBS affiliate in Raleigh. They it's in the lead that she was a Democrat, although that's the only place that appears to be in the lead. The News and Observer, the local newspaper, which Jesse Helms used to call a suck egg mule, they don't mention her Democrat affiliation, obviously. A spokesperson for Wood said that she had no comment on the matter. CBS 17 conducted an attorney for Wood, but has not heard back. She has a court date set for January 26th. That's the same date a friend of one of Jim Jones Lyons' Republican state committee members is supposed to be in Superior Court in Salem on charges of rape of a child under 14. You can check those out on my earlier tweets, and I have a tweet out today this afternoon about the latest on Jim Jones Lyons. He spent the chairman of the Massachusetts State Republican Party. He's a crackpot. He spent $1,800 on doing snooping deep dives, digging into the private backgrounds of two members of the state committee, Matt Sisk and Lindsay Valenzuela. He pulled the divorce records in Dedham of Matt Sisk because he opposes him. And he tried to prove that Lindsay Valenzuela is no longer a legal resident of Massachusetts. $1,800. And he paid for the $1,000 fee for going into Matt Sisk's divorce records with his private funds from this company that he owns called Mitty Pups. Mitty Pups got $48,000 in COVID relief money that they didn't have to pay back, a welfare handout from the federal government. $48,000. Jeff DoorDash Deal, his clownish sidekick, his hapless sidekick, only got $12,000 in his PPP handouts. 844-500-4242. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think this administration is basically an ad-lib and then lie administration. From the president all the way down to, I mean, you can go all the way down to the Secretary of the Interior. They do things to make them look like they know what they're doing, but then right. They ad-lib. Look at Kamala Harris, cackling and hackling and whatever. And then when things come down to the nitty-gritty, they lie.
Or they just run away. They're not there. Like Kamala Harris. She's the border czar. She was in Arizona yesterday, but she didn't go near the border. And she never gets called out for it.
Of course not. But if you're the border czar, at least make an attempt to go there. To get, you know, the people... show the people that you're at least doing your job, kind of.
If she were here and listening to this, Edward, she would begin cackling again because the thought of Kamala Harris doing her job is laughable. And the thing is now, and again, I don't necessarily subscribe to this theory, but it's now halfway into his term. So if he were to quit tomorrow, she would serve 2 years, and then she could serve two more full terms under the U.S. Constitution, under the amendments. You imagine 10 years of Kamala Harris? It's unimaginable. But, I mean, look at the devastation. The 2 years of Dementia Joe has produced in this once great country. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. It's time now for what we do at this time every Friday evening. You know what it is. Let's play the intro.
I do still read the newspaper.
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Police Blotter Fax Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper or increasingly the internet. And you can send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday afternoon, we read the best entries of the week involving funny incidents, semi-funny or whatever, involving the local constabulary. And again, if you want to send in entries for next week, grace@howiecarshow.com. And the winners get a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of your book, Plug Uglies. Got a lot of mugshots in the news this week.
Mugshots. And Plug Uglies has hundreds of mugshots.
Exactly. All right, so these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. This is not a pipe, the female suspect claimed.
Not a pipe?
Not a pipe. Carmella Ann Manny's was busted.
Carmella?
Carmella.
Not Kamala.
No, Carmella was busted yesterday on a warrant charging her with failing to appear in court in connection with an alleged theft last year at Walmart. While Manny's was being processed into the Pinellas County Jail, a booking officer observed an anomaly after the inmate passed through a full-body scanner. During a subsequent strip search, jailers reported a glass pipe was protruding from her privates.
You know where everybody knows your name?
She then removed...
She said it belonged to Hunter Biden, and she was just holding it for him.
I probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone.
She removed the pipe from her body, threw it on the ground, and stepped on it in an effort to destroy the evidence, investigators alleged.
And Hunter Biden said, "Hey, that's my crack pipe."
She then attempted to explain away the glass pipe as a sex toy to staffers.
Well, she was at least thinking fast on her feet.
She was. And they also added that the pipe
I bet she wasn't in the best condition to think fast either when she was busted.
Well, the pipe did have remnants of burnt markings and was consistent with a pipe commonly used to smoke crack cocaine.
Do you think she got the pipe in one of those kits that Brandon was sending out a year or so ago? Remember that?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I don't know if that was in I don't know if that was accessible in Florida.
Yeah, in Boston. In Boston, they had a special gift package that was sent to junkies by the federal government. You got a meth pipe and a crack pipe. I didn't even know there was a difference, but you know, I found out from reading the news reports.
All right, here we go. Drunk man arrested for urinating at a restaurant bar.
Okay. I guess he wasn't in the men's room.
This is Lee County, Florida. Diners got a surprise on January 16th when a drunk man stood at the bar, pulled his privates out, and urinated on the bar. Michael Mole wore a backwards baseball cap, a dark blue pullover shirt, and blue jeans when some drinks went too far. Witnesses told police that restaurant employees took Mole outside and kicked him out of the restaurant. This is actually pretty crazy.
And then they kicked his ass after they kicked him out of the restaurant.
At first, he was calm. So restaurant employees ordered an Uber to take him home. The Uber came, and employees tried to help Mole into the car. So everyone was being very nice to him. Now, Mole at this point could barely talk. Someone told Mole the police were called. That really set him off, and he became infuriated. He began to scream. He ran across the Cape Coral Parkway West, even stopping traffic. Police reports said a car hit on the brakes to avoid hitting the man. A witness told police they thought Mole fell when the car stopped. The man was resilient and resumed his running and screaming.
Resilient? I don't know if that's the right word for it.
Police found Mole and arrested him in the
parking
lot.
He was feeling no pain.
They found him and arrested him in the parking lot of Chiquita Dental Care. Police took Mole to a cell, but he kept screaming, yelling, and banging on his cell
door.
Kept
demanding Novocaine and laughing gas.
He was not going down easy, that is for sure. All right, now...
Is this more likely to occur if you're wearing the baseball cap in the proper way or wearing it backwards? I would say backwards, definitely.
It's funny you mention that because in all of these stories, they don't oftentimes, unless it's like a really bizarre outfit, they don't usually describe it. So maybe that is the case. That, you know, a backwards cap just shows you something's going on.
This story's bringing back memories of Channel 7 to me, Grace.
Well, it is. It's NBC 2.
There was a guy who used to work for Channel 7 who went out over to the Sevens Bar, as we called it, across the street from the Langone Funeral Home, and he pulled the same trick.
Ugh. Was he wearing a backwards hat?
Nah, he wasn't a backwards hat kind of guy.
All right, so now we have a local story.
He's dead.
Fall River boys caught in stolen rascal car on Route 24. Taylor's hometown.
Taylor, did you ever drive a rascal car in Fall River when you were a youth?
No, never did.
Where were you on Wednesday night at 6 p.m.?
In Fall River. Never. It's not my hometown.
Two juvenile boys were arrested Wednesday evening after police caught them joyriding on Route 24 in a stolen motorized scooter cart. There was reports
they were on their way to Disney World. They were going to get some turkey legs.
More likely the casino.
They had taken the rascal cart from the Walmart. The boys were caught on Route 24 South at around 6 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, it was dark. They were really taking a chance.
Yeah, they were headed to the casino.
And Route 24 was briefly closed for the boys' safety while they were being apprehended. God, I would be, if I was on Route 24 at 6 p.m. and there was backup because these two idiots were on a scooter, I would be losing my mind.
That's Fall River. Do you know what the police's motto in Fall River is?
No.
It's on the patch on their arms.
To protect and overserve?
No. It says, we'll try.
Oh, jeez.
We'll try.
W-E apostrophe L-L or W-I-L-L?
We will try.
Oh, we will try.
We'll try.
Okay, now we've got some animals in the news.
Will do.
Wichita police respond to dispute over monkeys. I'm warning you right off the bat. I do not have a lot of details on this. For such an interesting headline, it's a very short story.
What are the monkeys' names?
We don't know the dispute, what it was about concerning the monkeys.
Well, first we need to know the monkeys' names, Taylor.
The monkeys' names were Jamie, Brian, Alexandra, Grace, Devin.
Those are the names of everybody in your family, Grace, I believe.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a weird.
Weird
coincidence, isn't it?
Kim, Courtney, Lucy, Joanna, and Cheryl.
That's okay. Get to the meat of the story.
Okay, here we go. Wichita police were called in to resolve a dispute involving the exchange of 11 monkeys. A person from Missouri agreed to meet a person from Oklahoma in Wichita for the exchange.
Those damn monkey dealers from Missouri.
There was a verbal disturbance between the two people about how many monkeys were supposed to be.
The guy from Missouri said, I'm from Missouri. I'm from Mo. Me, you got a show. All 11 of those primates.
There was a verbal disturbance between the two people about how many monkeys were supposed to be handed over. Now, officers dealt with the disturbance. They said the monkeys were small enough to fit in the palm of your hand.
What?
That's what it says.
11 monkeys in the palm of your hand?
Yes. Hey, Howie, would you?
All of them at once in the palm? No. One at a time, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it's one at a time. I don't think it's all.
Unless it was just a barrel
of monkeys. That's still pretty small.
Would you rather deal with a monkey dealer or an alligator dealer? I think I'd rather deal with an alligator dealer than a monkey dealer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I'd rather deal with a monkey. How much damage can a monkey do?
An alligator. What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Are you insane? To you?
What?
They could kill you, Howie.
Rip your face off. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what they do, Howie? You know what they do?
They defecate wherever they want.
They take your fingers and your toes first, and then they go for your face.
Yeah, but we're talking about a monkey here that you're gonna, you can get 11 monkeys in my hand. I mean, those are like those monkeys you used to get off the back of a magazine and you put them in a sea monkey. You know what I'm talking about?
They're not all in your hand at the same time.
Try wrangling 11 monkeys at once.
Yeah.
I could wrangle a couple alligators.
Well, really? I didn't know you had any Seminole blood. Are you related to the fake Indian?
I'm not talking about 12-foot alligators. Baby alligators.
That's still a bold claim. You think you could wrangle baby alligators?
I could wrangle baby alligators.
Okay, if anyone has any that they can bring by the studio.
Please, I'd love to.
Police officers respond to shooting, find a tiger cub. This is Albuquerque, New Mexico.
There are a lot of tigers around, I've heard.
Maybe you in know? Florida.
No, I think they've...
There's a lot of chatter out there.
They're easy to breed, apparently, and they're all over the place. And they've inbred all the... They got all different kinds of species, or not breeds, or
like
whatever.
Ligers?
Variations. No, I mean, they've got like Bengali tigers, and they used to have North African tigers.
Bengal tigers, right?
And so these people have, bred them all together, and there's a ton of tigers, let's put it that way.
Well, in this case, there was a gunshot was heard coming from a mobile home when officers began to follow a trail of blood leading to a trailer in the area. As they approached the trailer, the door was unlocked and the trail led inside. Officers made entry to attempt to render aid to anyone who might have been wounded. While inside the trailer, a Bengal tiger cub was found inside a dog crate. And I saw.
How do they know the blood didn't come from the Bengal tiger cub rather than the gunshot?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I have to say, I saw a photo of the tiger cub.
Yeah.
Absolutely adorable. Like, melt your heart. So cute.
I heard the tiger cub, he saw the cops coming and he ran inside the trailer and then locked himself in the crate. So he have an alibi.
Oh, you think this was a setup of sorts? Yeah, look at you, the conspiracy theorist. Texas woman runs over neighbor after dispute over trash cans. A feud between neighbors over trash took a dirty turn during their most recent interaction. Texas woman Lakeisha Broomfield alleges Sydney Harris barreled her over with an SUV on January 4th after she used Harris's trash bins.
I can see someone. I wouldn't run
Howie.
Over anybody, but I could see, people throwing trash in your bins. Haven't you ever seen those big signs, Grace? Don't throw your trash in our dumpster. You haven't seen those signs?
I've seen them, but I mean, barreling someone over with an SUV does feel like an overreaction.
I covered myself, Grace. Didn't I say that at the beginning?
You did preface. The altercation allegedly began after Broomfield placed some of her trash into Harris's cans over the holidays. Harris told the outlet that Broomfield pushed her twice before she got into her car, and then she plowed into Broomfield's cans and knocked Broomfield to the pavement. Now, she says she never meant to hit her neighbor. She was only aiming for the trash bins.
You see, if you're going to put your Christmas wrapping paper in the trash can, try to take the to and from... park card off of it. So it said to Lakeisha, so Sydney knew that it was Lakeisha's trash.
How do you feel about when people go through your trash when it's already out there?
No, that's bad. Because they throw it down. They're looking for bottles.
Yeah.
I used to have that problem when I owned the place on Marlboro Street in Boston. They were always going through the trash early in the morning. I didn't live there, but my tenants were always complaining about it. What the hell was I going to do?
I don't
go out
care.
There at dawn,
I don't care them? As long as all the trash ends up back in the trash can.
No, yeah, but it never does. If you're going through a trash can, you don't give a bleep about picking up after yourself.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold.
I don't mean
Gold.
To be judgmental. It's just a fact of life.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to come off as judgmental, that's for sure. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. So if you open a qualified account, you're getting up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. And when we come back, Howie, I have the winner of the Gen 70 heater.
All right. We'll be right back with the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday and the winner of the Gen 70 heater. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
All right. We're going to have the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday. Limerick guy says that last story about the trash can sounds like rubbish to him. All right. First, the winner of the Gen 70 heater.
Yes, Howie. Right. The winner of the Gen 70 heater is Jim from Concord, New Hampshire. Congratulations. And if you want to be entered to win any of our contests, you can go to HowieCarshow.com and just enter your email. It's totally free.
And as long as you're on the email list, you're entered to win any of our prizes.
Yes. Here are the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday. New York City officers caught having sex in precinct parking lot.
Yeah, baby.
Two off-duty NYPD cops were apparently caught having sex inside a car.
They were off-duty. What was the problem?
After the woman's hot and heavy cries from the police parking lot caused a startled resident to call 911. Resident. The hanky-panky allegedly went down outside the 79th precinct in Bedford. In the lot where...
I thought they didn't call 911 under any circumstances. Look at the Kitty Genovese case way back when. You know, she was being killed and nobody called. And these people are just having a little good time. And suddenly 911 is in operation.
Well, sounds well, like people have learned their lesson.
Well, the concerned caller told police he heard a woman screaming in a parking lot where police officers park their vehicles at night, but he can't see which color the vehicle it is coming from. Two other officers then came out of the precinct to investigate and found the cops, a man and a woman, were partially naked and pulling on their clothing. This happened around 1:30 a.m.
Were they charged with anything, these cops?
No, because no one activated their body cams and they're denying it. But the cops are also partners on the job, are said to have been having an ongoing affair.
They're partners on the job and off the job.
Yeah, and their affair became well known after the man's wife found out and created havoc at the station house last summer. So this is not the first drama that's been unfolding thanks to these two, allegedly.
Where did this story come from, by the way? I want to read more about this.
The New York Post.
Oh, I'm gonna check this out.
Yeah, they're denying it. So there's a little bit of back and forth, but for the sake of time, I'll just use allegedly. Okay, now we have a second one. Woman arrested at Atlanta airport for spraying fire extinguisher at employees.
As if the Atlanta airport on a good day is not a nightmare.
An Ohio woman was arrested Tuesday after she assaulted flight attendants and police officers with a fire extinguisher. Jennifer K. Holder was...
A fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
What did she think? It was January 6th?
She was... Jennifer.
Oh, that was a myth. That was fake news. I forgot.
Oh, she was confronted by airport staff when she allegedly left a Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant without paying for her meal. This happened around 9:30
p.m. The old chew and screw, Dixie version.
Yeah, she was seen arguing, and she said, oh, no, someone paid for my meal. She tried to claim someone had picked up her meal.
I've heard that one before.
She is later seen armed with a fire extinguisher with the hose pointed at people as she approaches innocent travelers who are trying to get to their gates.
917 says the male cop was just copping a feel.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'm Howie Carr.